The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
If you've never been to Vegas, it's exactly like it seems, right? In the movies, it really is. But now we're back at home and it is exactly like it was when we left. Let's discuss on Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right. We're the Dana Cortez Show. We're on location earlier in Vegas and we had such a good time, but we're all literally in the middle of moving. Myself, DJ Automatic, my husband, Anthony A, just moved into his new spot.
Yep.
Like, everybody here is excited. In Vegas, we're out partying. We're having a good time. We're in meetings. Don't get me wrong. We're
got
working.
Got people to pick up your stuff.
Yeah. You got all kinds of stuff happening. Come home. I have a pile of mess.
Back to life. In my back garage. To reality.
Yeah. It's sad. And I just asked Anthony A, so you must be moved in. And he said, nah.
Dude, like, yeah. What? Well, I mean, I don't have much on back, though. But I feel like this is a conundrum in your life here, Dana Cortez.
I'm tired of not being settled.
Yeah.
I used to move all the time when I lived in an apartment. And I've talked about this before. Because for some reason, when you live there, they don't give you the specials. It's when you're moving in. You get the extra month's rent. And you get your, you know, deposit waived and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm in a house and it's all up to me to get things done.
No, it's not. Okay, let me tell you something. The garage, it was completely full. Now it's like 40% full. There's like 40%. It's down. Dana, we have a whole path that you can walk through. There's
a path.
Things are
Anthony,
separated.
Think about this. Hold on.
If it wasn't for all the Christmas stuff, we would be pretty much have everything ready to go.
We're the trashy people in the neighborhood.
Ew.
You know the trashy people, that's us. When you look at our garage, it just looks like trash in there.
But at least it's in the garage and not the front yard.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
We moved up. Okay.
And so Automatic, you guys occupy the same space. Do you not feel the clutter is getting to you, my friend? Do you not feel that?
No, I feel like the garage is feeling like I can actually walk through it. Whereas like before I had to like tiptoe to like go
he
over another thing.
He goes into his studio, closes the door and plays his turntables and just forgets about everything. He pretends he's in Vegas.
I like how this chaos is like normal for you. You're good in it, dog.
I work well under pressure.
He created a path and everything's good anyway.
Why do you think I've like prospered as an NBA DJ?
My goal is by next week, on this day, by next Wednesday, we're completely unpacked.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so we'll
does
check
that include the art
in.
Going up too as well? Do you guys have any art?
We don't have anything on the walls.
Yeah, don't have
just, and our walls are white, so we just look like an insane asylum.
It is an insane asylum. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have it's National Banana Day.
Dude.
Ooh,
get your potassium on.
Yeah, dude, you know, on average, that the average person eats about 27 pounds worth of bananas a year.
Oh, so, in our house, we always have bananas.
Love me a good banana. And it's also National Kickball Day. The game was invented 100 years ago in Cincinnati.
I was really good. I had that little girl. I was kind of chubby, that little belly to stop the ball. You know what I'm saying?
You catch it with your stomach.
Every time.
And we're going to wrap it up on Blah, Blah, Blah Day. So instead of telling a person, hey, that story's crazy, just blah, blah, blah.
I did it earlier. Remember? Listen. Pause it, waved, and blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. That's my thing.
Celebrating, we are.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about Eileen Wuornos, who was born to a 16-year-old mother in Rochester, Michigan, and was abandoned by her mom when she was only 4 years old. So according to friends, she and her brother were then given to their grandfather and grandmother. Her grandfather was beating and sexually assaulting her on a regular basis the moment she entered the household. Her grandmother was an alcoholic, so she never intervened. And unfortunately, by age 11, little Eileen was trading sexual favors for money, beer, and cigarettes. Eileen Wuornos, at the age of 14, became pregnant by either a family member, a friend, her grandfather. Nobody really knows because of the constant abuse in her home. She gave birth to the child, a baby boy, and gave him up for adoption. Her grandmother died 6 months after that, so her grandfather kicked her out the next year. So this woman, or this child, I'm sorry, at the time, has already experienced nothing
but trauma
and a lack of love since the moment she was born.
I mean, they basically created a serial killer.
I feel like that may be a thing, DJ Automatic. Now, you have to understand, at age 15, she's on the streets. And after years of a life of crime, she relocated to Florida where she met Tyria Moore at a gay bar. The two fell in love. They moved in together. They lived in a hotel. And Eileen supported them by engaging in prostitution. Now, I just talked about the fact that she'd always gotten in trouble with the law, but no one could have predicted her next move. Between the latter part of 1988 and 1990, Eileen murdered 7 men. Police had no leads until the two women abandoned Peter Seams' vehicle. He was killed by Warnos. He was shot and they stole his car. Witnesses then identified Eileen and Tyria, and the dead men's items also started showing up at pawn shops. So authorities brought in Moore, who agreed to turn state's witness to avoid prosecution and told them everything that Eileen had done. Now, after she was arrested, she did several interviews, and one of them with ABC, where the reporter asked her, "Don't you feel badly about what you've done?" This was Eileen's answer.
"No, I thought to myself, those men are out of control. I'm sick and tired of those men out there thinking they can control us and do whatever they damn well please with our bodies and think they can get away with it because this is a male-dominant society, and we're gonna treat you the way we want to, abuse you, treat you, destroy you. It don't matter to us because we can get away with doing that."
Somebody as bad as Eileen Warnos can be right about the fact that men do control the world, and unfortunately women go through terrible things all over at the hands of men. But lady, you can't kill people and try to justify that because of what I just said. It's sick.
It is sick, and I think a lot of the sickness is just correlated to everything that she experienced through her life.
I feel like her grandpa really did create a serial killer.
And also, what did she have to endure when she was there with a mother who, by the way, Eileen's father was a convicted child molester? She never met her father. He was put in prison before she was even born for hurting children.
Damn.
So this woman here, she had no shot. Now, on January 27, 1992, Warnos was convicted of murdering Richard Charles Mallory, another one of her seven victims, and was sentenced to death. During sentencing, psychiatrists testified that Eileen suffered from several disorders, including antisocial personality disorder and borderline personality disorder, which, I mean, Anthony and Automatic, you guys kind of both talked about.
Yeah, she's a product of her environment. It goes back to the whole nature versus nurture thing. Was she born bad, or was she turned into a bad person by the circumstances that she lived in?
I don't know how anybody could have survived what she went through. And I guess she didn't. I don't think she did survive. She has no feeling, which is why she was able to murder these men. On the day of her execution, she confessed everything.
"I cannot go in the execution chamber and die as a liar. I have to come clean and cleanse my spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I killed those seven men in first degree murder and robbery. I have pretty much had them selected that they were going to die. Now, there was no self-defense. I'm being really straight up about everything. There's no self-defense. I'm really sorry what happened about everything. To me, this world is nothing but evil, and all of us are full of evil one way or another."
Ooh, that's cold right there. In 2003, Charlize Theron played Warnos in the feature film Monster. Theron actually won the Academy Award for Best Actress.
That movie year. Freaked me out.
Scary.
I thought
scary
about her stuff. Differently as a person and an actress after that movie.
Well, remember, she's playing a role.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's time to play Who's Lying here on the Dana Cortez Show. Our contestant is on the line. What is your name?
This is Juanita.
Juanita, are you ready to play Who's Lying? Juanita,
let's go.
I'm not sure if I win or lose. I'm speaking to Dana.
Oh my gosh, that might be the sweetest thing I've ever heard. Juanita.
Let's play.
Here's the deal. Obviously, we're going to go around the room and talk about ourselves. One person is telling a fib. If you guess Who's Lying correctly, you get to pick some DCS merch, some t-shirts, some hoodies and crew necks. My name is Dana Cortez. Juanita, one time I went to Vegas to see Drake perform. There's only about 150 people invited. This wasn't right in the beginning of his career, but pretty early on, I was told that I had an interview, and then I was late, of course, one of the last people in. I did not get that interview that day in Vegas, and Drake has never sat down inside the Dana Cortez Show. Very disappointing.
DJ Automatic here. When I was 12, my dad would take us to Vegas. My dad would take us to Vegas on a whim all the time. He'd just be like, "Let's go to Vegas, go hang out." He would go out all night, and he would leave me and my brother. Shady Hotel, me and my brother go out there, walking around. That's the first time I got to see an adult entertainment store. Check that all out.
And then there was movies in there, all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff. And then they had a strip club next door. Walked right into that place.
How old were you?
12 years old.
Okay.
Hey, right. Now, yo.
Didn't get to stay there long, though.
What's up, Anthony A? And at the time I went to Vegas, my childhood friend, Danielle Naranjo, was a lead choreographer for Dre's. She got me into the exclusive Chris Brown party, but unfortunately, I got myself escorted out because I started getting piggyback rides from women in the nightclub, and you can do that.
All right, Juanita, if you guess Who's Lying correctly, you get to choose the DCS merch. Who's lying?
Well, I'm not going to call you the third one, but I'm going to say Anthony A.
No!
No!
Yeah!
Yeah, no, I knew that was. I was partying with a bunch of bodybuilders at the time, and she was like, "You, I can pick you up." I was like, "No, you can't." And next thing you know, I got asked to leave. I don't understand that.
She oh got my to stay. Gosh.
Yeah, she got to stay. I got to leave. But I really appreciate you not calling me the third one. That makes my heart smile.
Yeah, thank you so much. I should get the honey for that.
And also, wait, I'm lying. I did not get invited to Vegas to see Drake perform ever.
I'm at the hospital because I became a grandma today, so I should get a hoodie.
Congratulations!
It's that grandma energy.
Baby boy.
Oh, congratulations. You must be so happy. That's the kind of prize that we could never top. So beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. Aww. You're right.
I guess can't win them all.
Hey, I got to speak to you guys.
Oh, Juanita, that's so great. I'm going to ask our promotions department if we can give you something. So please just be on the lookout for a text message a little bit later this week. I think we can get something in there for you. And I want to thank you for making us your new number one morning show. I love you so much, Juanita. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. We love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
We'll have to hook her up with something, a rattle or a DCS rattle or something. If you want to play Who's Lying, please hit us up, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Uzi Vert talks about coming out as non-binary and explains why it took this long. We'll actually play some audio for you. This and more Best Gossip Daily Dirt. Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays to kick it off.
We have Victoria Beckham celebrating her birthday and Jennifer Garner as well.
Shout out to Posh Spice. All right, so Library of Congress announced yesterday that the Notorious B.I.G.'s Ready to Die is entering the National Recording Registry.
Hey. Oh,
very nice. Proud. Very proud moment for Biggie, his estate, and of course, just hip-hop in general. Also going in, Green Day's Dookie, Blondie's Parallel Lines, and a few more. Shout out to Blondie for embracing hip-hop early on. You gotta understand, back in the day, punk and rap were kind of in the same vein, and she put Fab Five Freddy on the song Rapture.
I mean, that video is a time capsule in itself.
I'm not talking about my mom's time. I mean, literally,
yeah, but I mean, if you ever go watch the video, it's got Basquiat in it, who replaced Grandmaster Flash because he couldn't be at the video, plus some of the biggest breakdancers of all time.
Worth the YouTube search.
Yes. For sure.
Do it.
All right, and then finally, Lil Uzi Vert at Coachella addresses the audience with this message.
I've been holding this in for a very long time, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you already knew this about me. What I want to tell y'all tonight is, I love y'all. And I hope no matter what, y'all love me the same way I love y'all.
The thing with Uzi Vert is the people that love him just love him hard. Like, he's got some hardcore fans. And obviously, you know, he did an interview with a magazine earlier last week, actually. And he talks about the LGBT community offering access to a certain kind of support that he didn't feel before. Because he wasn't raised that way. He says he comes from a household where it's not okay to be non-anything. And I understand, having grown up in a Mexican-American household, being anything but heterosexual is considered bad.
Is he talking about his sexuality? Is he just talking about...
His pronouns are they now.
It doesn't really matter personally to me. I don't care if he likes to give or receive or if he's a man or a woman. He just makes really good music. And
that's what he wants to say. Keep loving generation. Me. Just keep loving
just
me.
Just give me the hits. That's all I care about.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's WTF story begins with Jesse Light, who purchased a historic home in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And when contractors began to remodel, they discovered a time capsule in the ceiling that was placed there in 1915.
Oh,
yeah. So
over 100 years old.
Yeah. So listen, inside was a handwritten note. Yes, people used to actually write. No keyboards back in the day. There was also a drawing, a marble, some dominoes, a picture of Jesus, and a newspaper clipping from 1885 with the headline, "Daring Train Robbery. Robbers board the train twice and fight the crew."
Damn. I think he just admitted to the crime.
I don't know about that. No, nobody
Why
admitted
else
to the
would
crime.
He put that newspaper clipping in there from 1885?
He was a kid. It was a child that put this
Man,
in there, little
Instagram
shoes and everything.
TikTok back then, so this was kind of like his timeline.
This is like his most interesting story.
Exactly, that was his timeline. There you go.
Well, I'm going to take you from the past to the future. Lonely dudes are spending about 10 grand a month on AI girlfriends.
What? You know, think about the stress of having a real girlfriend. $10,000 doesn't sound like that much.
Anthony, that's disgusting. What are you doing with a robot? What is this AI girlfriend doing that a real girlfriend can't do?
They say it's a lot like a video game, but much more satisfying.
Yeah, because the robot knows where he wants to eat.
Oh my gosh, Anthony, that is ridiculous.
The robot doesn't ask those dumb girlfriend questions like, what would you do if I turned into a centipede? Would you still be with me?
The robot doesn't tell you how to drive.
Oh!
The robot actually will tell you how to drive. That's one thing you're going to have to get.
Well, I can program her to shut up.
Well, the homies want to start getting married to AI bots. Maybe they could take this strategy when it comes to planning their wedding. A bride who chooses to remain nameless is seeking to get some gifts from all the people she invited to her wedding, but then she uninvited them.
What?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So she invited a bunch of people to the wedding and then disinvited them and was like, but you could still send gifts.
Exactly. So as a person who doesn't like going to weddings too much, I'm like, this is kind of a genius move,
The WTF. Why haven't we done this before? I don't want to go to your goddamn wedding.
Yeah, let me just send you an air fryer full. We good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Gaming is huge, almost as big as Chipotle. Well, they've come together. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'm going to say gaming is bigger than Chipotle. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
All right, first hashtag, bad news for Apple. Apple smartphone sales dropped 10% last quarter, mainly because iPhone sales in China are way down. There's some issues happening in China right now. Samsung has actually been the top manufacturer for smartphones for the past 12 years. I didn't know that. And Android is growing at twice the pace of iOS. You couldn't have told me that, though, because everybody I know is the blue bubble.
The iPhones are an American product. You don't think that they, you know how we feel about TikTok here? Maybe they feel about iPhones throughout the rest of the world.
I didn't think about that, DJ Automatic.
There's been I can't think of the other Samsung phone that runs, Asia. There's another phone that everyone uses out there that's not an iPhone that's going to bother me. But this isn't exactly big news to
so
me.
So for me, dropping 10% though for Apple,
yeah,
it's a big
thing. Yeah.
Well, since you used to work for them, Anthony, maybe if you were there still, it would be a big news.
Oh, yeah.
Big deal for you. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Tekken and Chipotle are teaming up. They have the Tekken 8 Battle Bowl. So if you go into Chipotle and you order the Tekken 8 Battle Bowl, you can get up to 500 Tekken coins that you can use on the actual game.
Dang, what's in the Tekken bowl?
Chicken, white rice, black beans, fresh tomato salsa, roasted chili corn salsa, fajita vegetables, cheese, and wok.
You lost me at black beans and, I don't know, white rice. I got to have the brown rice pinto. Pinto greater than black bean at me.
Period.
Bro, can you do anything not controversial?
No. It's like,
it's just a Chipotle order.
Black beans are not it. They don't taste that good.
Dana has a serious bias towards black beans.
Well, I'm going to be honest
Dana
with you.
Dana is racist against black beans.
No, I'm not. When you go into a Mexican restaurant and they serve black beans, I know right away you're not an authentic Mexican restaurant.
Thanks. Oh, okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Right. It's pinto all the way, baby.
Well, let's let more Tekken bowls for the rest of us now.
Okay. National Day, Anthony.
All right. We have National Blah, Blah, Blah Day, so
black, blah, blah, blah.
Black bean, blah, 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 blah.
I do the blah, blah, blah a lot.
And shout out to all the homies who pulled up to the kickball field with the steel-toe boots. We appreciate you. It's National Kickball Day.
I hated those guys with, like, the Tim's on. They kicked that ball
at you.
They
wear their dad's work boots to school
yes,
that day.
Geez.
Also an American invention. Invented in Cincinnati 100 years ago, so that's a little fact.
Kickball sounds very American. It really does. I don't know.
And guys, the healthiest thing I've done as of recent is buy a gas station banana. So that's where that you know where my life's at. It is National Banana Day.
Why is that banana at the gas station always a little squished on one side?
Dude, you know, and it's wrapped in that little clear plastic.
I don't know what it is.
I felt judged too by the cashier, like looking at me like,
your life is here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. There's no other insight to somebody's life.
Shout out to the banana split, banana pudding, bananas Foster, you're banana like, cream pie, banana bread.
Anthony's like, let me have that banana and some blunt wraps.
Health is wealth, ladies and gentlemen. Health is wealth.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.